The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
It's Thursday. Good morning, everybody. 7:06 in the morning here on March the 26th. Phone lines are 605-4567. We are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well.
And 56 degrees in downtown Reading. It's sunny with a high near 63 degrees today. Clear with a low around 56. Sunny with a high near 50 on Friday. Friday night, a 20% chance of showers. And a 20% showers on Saturday night. Partly cloudy on Sunday and mostly sunny by the first of the week. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business.
Yes, it is.
So, Chuck and Judy, good morning, everybody. Bad Bob, how are you doing today, buddy?
Doing well, thank you.
So, you're putting up cameras everywhere, right? Well, we've got them in here.
By the way, I'm so eager to jump in a jetliner, not knowing who's sitting up in the cockpit.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that one for a while today, too. You know, a lot of things going on. I want to talk about Bo Bergdahl, the deserter who was traded for five Taliban commanders.
That was one of the
transportation downtown in Reading and the sodomite suppression.
But let's just for a minute talk about something that happened last night here in Shasta County.
And then we have Joe Comente here. I also want to talk to Joe real quick too.
But I want to talk about last night at the Civic Center. They had the Broadway production of The Sister Act. Outstanding. Broadway ready. I mean, it was absolutely perfect. Marvelous dinner beforehand. And our own Linda Bott interviewed some of the cast members. And I'm constantly reminded how totally and completely professional this lady that you're married to, Carl. She's really something special. They kind of dropped this on her at the last minute.
Oh, how about yesterday?
She didn't have any clue. She didn't even know, like, for example, who it was that she was interviewing. So she couldn't really do any background, which cast members were going to be there. But I'm just here to tell you, the people at her table knew that, but nobody else in the room did. Because she just got up there and winged it and looked like she knew each one of them personally, and they knew her. It's outstanding.
Well, you know what?
Great evening.
She came home and she said the food was absolutely fabulous.
It was.
And the production was Broadway level. And I said, how'd you? And she goes, oh, it's okay. She said, I did okay. And when she said that, she had kind of a smile on her face. And I knew, okay.
Yeah, no, yeah, nobody else in the room knew that they dropped that on her yesterday and she didn't have a clue. I mean,
well, you know what? Here's another way to, people talk about things that aren't in Reading. Oh, we don't have this. We don't have this. Well, we had the Broadway series. Well, here was a sister act that came in that was Broadway level.
Yeah.
And they've had others have come through here. And if you want to have the stuff continue, it's just like anything else. If you don't support it, it's not going to come. Why would they bring something here if it's not going to make some money for them? It doesn't have to make a lot, but it's got to at least pay the expenses and make some money. I mean, come on.
And they indicated that this one was a little better than blanking on what was the one that we've before.
Sure.
I've forgotten what it was, but they didn't have as good a turnout for that. This one was better, but I want to encourage everybody to get tickets and go to this. So it's in the middle of the week. Get out of your box and go out on Wednesday night. It was great fun. Mm-hmm. Something new.
Speaking of great culture.
Joe.
Oh, yeah. You know, speaking of great culture, I'm here with Joe Comente. And you're the executive director of the Shasta Builders Exchange, first of all.
Yes, I am.
Plus, you're a great guy, Joe.
I have my moments.
You are. I mean, you're out there supporting the community and a lot of things. But this is my favorite. Joe is supporting Walk a Mile in Her Shoes.
Yes. Yes. It's an outstanding campaign. I've really been blessed to be asked to be the chairperson. I had the opportunity to get my family involved, so there's a commercial coming out. We'll start airing April 1st, and my 16-year-old son is in it, as well as my wife. Okay. I thought it was real important for young men to start realizing just how horrific this is and how frightened we should be as a society that this happens. I mean, by the time I'm done talking, a woman in this country will have been sexually assaulted. It's just not acceptable in a civilized society. So I think we have a real opportunity to rally the community to stand very strongly in opposition to sexualized violence. It's a community effort.
Every 90 seconds, a woman is sexually assaulted.
Yes.
In America. 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men will experience domestic violence.
Yes.
Each day in the U.S., 3 women and 1 man are murdered by an intimate partner.
How frightening is that statistic? When you think about it, I always like to tell the story about how great it feels to go home. You know, you've had a rough day. You want to go home. You just want to be with the people who love you. You want to be
sanctuary.
Safe. You want to be protected. You want sanctuary. But imagine if that wasn't the case. Imagine if at home you witnessed violence. You were victimized by violence. You saw things that you should never have to see and were exposed to things you should never have to be exposed to. And then imagine you're 10 years old. Or imagine you're a mom who's dealing with all the things that moms deal with and now is in a position where she has to protect herself and protect her children. It's frightening, but it's fixable. And it's not a police issue. It's not a social services issue. It's a community. It's a society issue. And when we as citizens say this behavior is no longer acceptable for us, and we stand up, some of us a little higher on high heels, stand up and say no more.
Yeah.
And that is what we're going to do.
You know what? So it's for me. Because throughout my lifetime, I've been around a lot of situations where I've actually heard people say, well, you know, he used to beat her up all the time. But, you know, we heard it when we'd stop at the house. And, well, you don't want to interfere in people's lives. And men specifically would cop an attitude about not interfering in someone else's private life. So when I hear now, I just go, yes. Now it's okay, so he's your friend. It's not all right for your friend to be beaten up on his wife. It isn't a personal thing. It isn't a private thing. And if you witness it and you see it, you need to speak up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's different than it used to be.
Yeah, no, I never quite understood that when all this happened with the NFL. I was glad to see the NFL finally woke up, but I thought to myself, guys, this has been going on forever. Yeah. You finally decided that maybe you should take a stand about this kind of violence?
Well, it was forced upon him.
Yeah, and that's right, exactly
frankly,
what happened.
Frankly,
sadly,
it was forced upon him. Well, you know, you know, and you're right though. But you look back at these old commercials. I know it's you know, back from the 50s, that things were okay back then. You know, this guy has his wife across his lap, and he's spanking her because she didn't have dinner on time. I mean, you can read into that a lot of different ways, but it was back then. They looked at things differently.
And
you're right.
And
but
there's
never been a time when a man should be able to lay hands violently on a woman,
or vice versa,
his child. And well, you're right, and vice versa, because I've seen instances of that where she was just wailing on this guy. But it's the kind of thing that people really don't know what to do. They don't know what to do in that type of situation. And, you know, it's almost, you know, we should have training classes on this. Now, I mean, it can go from anywhere to, hey, you know what? You can't do that. I'm calling 911 to, so what do you do then? And so this is why I think a lot of times people don't get involved. They don't know what to do. They're afraid if they say something, the guy's going to, you know, blow up at them. And, you know, so there's, you know, there should be something like that. Is what would you do in this situation? There's this TV show that's kind of ridiculous, but it does. They do the really weird things, and they watch the people to see how they're going to react to this. Yeah. And, and I'd like to see that. I think One Safe Place might want to do that. Maybe they do already. Is what do you do in situations
that like is, this? Well, the first thing you do is you remove yourself, and you get law enforcement involved. But under no circumstances do you stay there. And that's why it's so important to have the resources that we have. And that's why the Sierra House is being built, so that it can accommodate a lot more people, so that they know they have a refuge, that they don't have to stand there. But the first thing you do is you remove yourself from the violence as quickly as you can.
So that is that's the way to do it then. You remove you remove yourself from where it's happening and then call police.
Yes.
And if you're witnessing it, you need to step forward, get involved, help the person being attacked, remove themselves from the situation.
Well, that's not what he said. He said you remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah, you've got to get safe.
You get safe.
And
first.
Then you can explore the legal options, which are to have the police involved.
What Joe is saying is the recommendation is you don't get into it.
You don't get into it, but if you're witnessing it, you're not the one being attacked.
You can call.
You need to do whatever is needed to help remove that person that's being attacked from it.
Use the, as the police term goes,
we're both saying the same thing.
Use the necessary and appropriate force in that particular situation. In some situations, it may be you remove yourself and contact the police right away. If you feel like you can step in and do something, I think the police would prefer you not do that. They're very well equipped to handle those kinds of things. But first and foremost, you want the potential victim or the victim to get to safety, to find a safe haven. And that's what One Safe Place is all about.
Exactly.
And they have they're doing so much for people here. They're building they're building that new refuge, like you said, Joe.
And you got a great campaign going on that everybody needs to think about stepping forward and donating to.
Now, how do people sign up for this?
It's very easy. Just go online.
Okay.
You go to their website, ospshasta.com. You look for the icon of the high heel.
.org.
I love it. Red high heel.
You click on the high heel, and it'll take you right where you need to go. You just scroll to the bottom of the page. You can register to walk, or you can support a walker, and it's turnkey.
You can also put a team together.
Yes.
So I'm thinking about putting a team together. Yeah, we got platforms for you, buddy.
And Bob's shaking his head.
Bob,
we had an interesting conversation yesterday. Melissa I'm sorry, Melissa. I don't know your last name, but she's a military person.
Melissa Ross.
Okay, she's a military person, and she wants to get the vets together. So I've already sicked her on you, just so you.
Well, you know what? I come to think of it, I seem to believe there's been a shot across my bow there from.
Melissa. There'll be a lot.
But that'd be cool. We can do that.
And we were talking about for vets. Especially some of the older vets that, high heels may not be appropriate just from a safety standpoint, but put your combat boots on.
There you go.
Put your combat boots on and march to prevent this, to put an end to it.
Well, that's what the bottom line is. It's a march. And if you can't wear, because having done this, the first half mile is just a piece of cake. Women are just such softies. Come to the second half mile. Okay. Maybe this is a little bit rougher than I thought. Anyway. Okay, Joe,
make it through.
Thank you so much for this, and we're going to have you back on, of course, before this.
Please do, and I really hope I can see you out there.
Oh, well, you know what? May 9th, we were talking about that. That has something to do – I don't know if that's – I'm not sure if there's birthdays or anything going on. We've done it once, and I would like to do it again, but I would like to get on that veterans team.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Thank you.
Lido missed the boat that day, he left the shack, but that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at readinghomeexpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Call 243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets. So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels, and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction. We cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning. Everybody having a good day? The time is 7:23 in the morning. The thing about it is that when you hear things like that, Trish, you know, guy coming in, and everybody's pulling together on something like this to stop domestic violence.
Yeah.
It's something that's a problem, and it's been a big problem here.
And what I love about it, again, is the fact that people are actually now recognizing and talking about it, and guys in particular are willing to get in the middle of it and not just say, well, you know, you don't want to get involved in the personal matter.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, Espresso Joe's, lattes, espressos, cappuccinos, everything at great prices. They're not going to talk about any strange things when you order your coffee like some of the other places do. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the state. I'll say in the state. Yes, I can say that because of the ones I've gone into in the state, Tobacco and Brew is the best. And a walk-in humidor that's chock full of highly rated cigars by Cigar Aficionado. Not only that, they've got it all. E-cigs, you know, all shapes, flavors, sizes, all that kind of stuff. All of that at Tobacco and Brew, who, by the way, also support our veteran community very, very much. And all veterans get discounts there. And speaking of veterans, on the 28th, this Saturday, at 10 a.m., they're having a memorial service for Shasta County servicemen killed in action in Vietnam. This is Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day, the 50th anniversary. And it's going to start at IGO, and you can go up there for that, a posthumous welcome home to our fallen Vietnam veterans of 46, I believe, in Shasta County.
It's a cemetery up in IGO.
Yeah, this is going to all be at the cemetery in IGO. And then at 12 o'clock, a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day program will be held at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Free lunch provided by the Sons of Italy. Music provided by Robert DeGaro, Valerie Iabe. AIB and Mistletoe School students. I'll have things be out there, information tables and all that. And if you need any more information, just call Eddie McAllister, 524-7504. And Eddie, we're all of our hopes and prayers going out to you and that you're feeling better. And welcome home, Vietnam Veterans Day. All starts this weekend, and we'll talk about it. Real quick, Bo Bergdahl.
Yeah.
Okay, they decided to court-martial him for desertion and misbehavior in face of the enemy. People go, oh, misbehavior in face of the enemy, what's that? Well, let me tell you, misbehavior in face of the enemy is much more serious than desertion. The desertion, if you want to prove that he's going to leave forever, that's hard to prove. We've had guys that have left for years, and they get caught, and you can't prove that they weren't coming back. I mean, yeah. Oh no, I was on my way back when they caught me, and I was okay. Yeah, I was in northern Canada, but I was on my way back.
Yeah,
I've been living at the North Pole anyway. So that one they're going to get him for on desertion. But the one they got him on, misbehavior in front of the enemy, has to do with cowardice and putting other people in his lives in jeopardy.
Yeah, and just to remind people, this is the guy that our good president exchanged five really bad people, released them so we could get this guy back. Is the guy we're talking about?
And then stood up with his parents in the Rose Garden, patting himself on the back.
Susan Rice
going out. This man served honorably.
And
this is what I hear from the crap on the mainstream media and the left that's trying to defend this guy. Well, you know what he it's said that he had served honor. He got promoted and got served honorably. In the service
and that's not what the people said.
But the person that they're talking to, and I can't, had a, and here's the answer to that. Well, he was a prisoner at that point, and they promote everybody who are prisoners of war, no matter what, because they're prisoners of war and we don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And the other person kind of looked away. And then here's my other one. Oh, well, you know what this misbehavior is? He says what they're going to do is, and this is probably true, is that they're going to find him guilty of several things. And then, because they can then take away the $300,000 he has, back pay.
Yeah.
That's just sitting there. They can take away his promotions, and then they can dishonorably discharge him and make sure he never gets any of the special things that happens. They get, tax breaks and stuff for ex-POWs or other things like that. But he says, but he probably won't spend time in jail because, after all, he spent time as a Taliban prisoner. Excuse me.
We don't even know that.
No. Even if he did, he deserted. They got him. So what? He brings it on himself. Oh, we should take into account to 5 years.
No.
No. No, I won't. Let's go to the phones. Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Chris. How are you guys?
Fine. Am I being too harsh with this?
No, you're not being harsh enough. when the story first broke, and it's kind of been buried, a lot of the guys were reporting that the chatter they picked up on the radio from the Taliban was saying, hey, this guy's coming outside their wire, and he's making a beeline for, certain leaders' compound. So how does this guy know exactly where to go and who to talk to when he goes outside the wire? And that's been an issue that hasn't been addressed as far as what was this guy doing in this unit and where did he come from to know that high of level of intelligence to know exactly where to go when he came outside the wire. And I've got the documentation on the story when that came out.
Uh-huh.
And I saved it. I screenshot it and everything when that story first broke. And it was buried immediately. But that's a component that the media on either side hasn't picked up on. Is that how does Bergdahl know exactly where he's supposed to go when he walks out of the wire and the Taliban chatter that gets picked up is talking about, hey, he's going to this particular leader's house. No one engages in him. No one takes a shot at him. They know exactly where he's going.
Looks like he's been there before, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that interesting? So,
yeah.
There could be there could be so many layers to this, and I don't get into conspiracy theories, but you can go into the one that he's done this before, and that he's left, all those kind of things.
This is guys in his unit that are getting the intel that are saying, hey, this is what was picked up on the radio by the interpreters. And,
right.
And well, it's the same thing when the media was telling the guys in his unit, oh, you're you're being harsh on the guy and everything else for him deserting and whatnot. Well, it wasn't just them complaining about him deserting. It was them complaining about the fact that this guy knew where he was going.
And what other kind of things was he taking with him? Yeah.
You know, and the sad part of that is, along with every other scandal and horrible thing that's happened during this administration, one wonders if we'll ever actually know with any certainty what happened. Are we ever going to get to the bottom of any of these things that Obama has done?
I don't know. Hey, Rob, thanks a lot for calling. We got to run, bud. Thank you. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here. I'm here with Trish Clark. It's 7:31 today on March the 26th, 56 degrees out there. Looks like, did you say there's going to be a chance of rain?
Chance of showers.
Chance of showers, okay.
20%.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you, of course, by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row. You know, it's not that medical care can change the body. We know that. And at Shasta Regional, though, treating people well can change their lives. This is cool. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. 7:34 in the morning, 56 degrees out there. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy with MedSync. That's right. They will synchronize all your medications, all your prescriptions, so they're all due one day. You only have to make one phone call, make one trip. What if you can't make that trip? Owens delivers for free. Yeah, for free. Owens Pharmacy. And their pharmacists care about their customers. They have a relationship. They're going to make sure you're getting the right meds. All this at Owens Pharmacy. Second generation. Great success story in our city, in our town. Trish, good
yes.
morning. Welcome. You know, you just came in early today.
I know. I don't know what happened. I you know, that's the hardest thing I do all week is get up at 5:30 and get ready for this show at 7. I keep asking Carl, could we not do this like at noon?
Yeah. Well, you know, Linda and I, for a long time we thought, should we switch this to a 3 to 6 show?
Yeah.
You know, drive time, you know, kind of evening drive time, that kind of thing.
Works for me.
Well, you know, and then make it 3 hours.
And my clock must have been wrong because I actually arrived here before the mic went off.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Hey, we're here with Richard Martin from Healing Waters.
Yes.
And you're getting ready to put on a great, great event. So tell us a little bit about it, Richard.
Oh, we're having our first annual Project Healing Waters NorCal Fly Fishing Tournament coming up this April. Actually, the tournament will be on the 19th. Mm-hmm. On the 18th, we'll have a reception at the Turtle Bay. And starting at 6 o'clock, we'll have a few games and a silent auction to help support, you know, our efforts. And then on the 19th, we're putting 21 boats in the river. There'll be a team in each boat, one consisting of a Project Healing Waters, which is a injured or wounded
veteran.
Wounded
warrior. Let's you know, this is what it's about. It's we have our injured veterans.
We're different than wounded warriors.
No, I know, but you're right. It's not wounded warriors. In fact, that's a different subject totally. But it's a wounded veteran, an injured veteran,
yes,
with some form of disability,
yes,
that you all are now taking out in one of the 21 teams,
correct,
to go fish that day and go for prizes and everything.
Yes,
and we can help support this.
You certainly
these teams.
Can.
So how do we do that?
Well, we've got our boats full. We've sold all our boats.
Sold all your boats.
So we've got all our boats sold. So you can either support by just a donation or coming to the reception.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this a little bit. This was up and put together by our Shasta Trinity Fly Fishing.
Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers and Diablo Valley. It's two clubs come together. They both sponsor a Healing Waters program.
Mm-hmm.
And together they serve about, or we serve about, 48 vets or something like that.
Right.
Nationwide, there are over 170 programs serving over 5,400 disabled vets.
With the fly fishing and
Fly fishing,
right.
Yeah.
And a lot of these veterans, they stay with the organization and become active members, and this becomes a really good new hobby for them and something for them to do now that they're back.
Yes. We have an ongoing program. You know, it just doesn't take the guys out one day and go fishing.
Exactly.
We have an ongoing program. We meet every Monday, and we have instructors come in and teach casting, fly tying, different aspects of fly fishing, you know, all aspects of fly fishing.
Yeah.
I know at the annual dinner this year, there were several of the vets. There was a vets table there, and a lot of them have become very active in the organization and have really gained a lot of camaraderie and friendship through this organization that's made a big difference in their life, in the lives of the veterans.
That's what it's about, give them something to get up in
Absolutely.
The morning and go. That's one of the things I hear from the guys. You know,
I think it's important to note that it goes on beyond one day.
Oh, no, it does, absolutely. Yeah. And here, the fly shop.
And fly shop's a major supporter.
Right, well, let's talk about that. Mike Michalak is a strong – Mike and Bertha Michalak are extremely strong supporters of veterans. I mean, in so many different ways, the ways you never even hear of. But this is something that they really get into.
We get a lot of support locally from like the fly shop has put up their guides, Confluence Anglers. I think they've got two or three guides in it. So, you know, it's a community coming together trying to help out.
Okay, so there's so on Saturday night you have
a reception. Well,
and
you
that's
know,
at what
select
time?
Teams and stuff. That starts at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock on Saturday. So nothing really else goes on Saturday. Except,
and they can, and people can come and buy tickets for
Public
that and join in and talk about it. And,
yeah.
And that's a way
Good.
To donate and get familiar with what's happening.
And then Sunday after the tournament, What happens?
Then Sunday after the tournament, we're having a dinner, an awards dinner. There'll be speakers, a speaker there, an MC.
An MC. I am proud to have been asked to do this. I will be there that evening. It's going to be a busy weekend, but I tell you what, I wouldn't miss this because this is the first one.
Yes.
And we're going to have some great things for these guys.
Yeah,
and
hopefully we can continue this. This is something that the funds from this goes to support our local club here in Reading and also the one in Martinez.
Perfect. Oh,
this is great. And now, how can people donate? Because you've already sold the boats. How much did the boats go for?
From $1,500 down.
From $1,500?
Depending on the different level of sponsorship.
Right. But you sold all those.
We sold now,
but now we can just donate.
Yeah.
So
and how would someone go about that?
Yeah.
There's multiple ways. You can contact me or Ron Seike, or you can go online to in addition to the silent auction that we're having, we're also having an online auction. You can go to Bidding for Good and look at the NorCal fundraiser, which is Project Healing Waters.
Mm-hmm.
That opens, I believe, April 3rd or 4th, and that will run for about 2 weeks.
All right. Well, we'll talk about this again.
Is there
a
link on
the
Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers page?
You can get to it from Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers or Diablo Valley Fly Fishers. If you just put DVFF in, it'll come up. There's a link there you can click on, or you can just type. And when it comes out live, you can just type in Bidding for Good.
Okay. So there's still ways people can come in, and we want a lot of people to come to
The reception.
To the reception, 6 p.m., because you have a silent auction going on. They're going to be picking the teams. Will be food there?
Yes.
Okay, all types of stuff. So you just kind of like...
And adult beverages?
Oh, yeah.
And this is going to be at...
VFW support.
And this is going to be at the...
Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay.
VFW supporting, huh?
Yes.
There will be adult beverages.
Oh, come on.
You're a member of that club.
Of course, sir.
I'm the commander.
You're the commander of that club. That's right. Hey, you know, thank you for your service, too. This is 1934, the one I belong to. I just think I can remember that. But right down the street here. It's too close.
Yeah.
Anyway, so all this goes, though, to help help our veterans who have been some range of disability, some more severe than others.
Absolutely.
Here's a great thing. Because I tell you what, fishing, especially fly fishing, the repetitiveness of it, the quiet that you can have, the ability to focus on these kind of things does a lot of good for our young men and women. Older men and women.
Tremendous
amount.
Great.
All right. We're going to be talking a lot more about that. But if you go to the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers, what's your website?
For Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers?
Yes. Is that what it is?
That's it.
Okay.
Just type in Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers. It'll come up.
.com. Okay. And then you can go there and you get into the silent auction in a couple of weeks. But we're going to talk about that. But please show up here on that Saturday night for the big beginning of this. And then, of course, Sunday, can people buy tickets to the banquet?
People can buy tickets. You can give me a call. There's going to be posters all over town. They're being placed now.
Great.
And there will be a packet there that you can pull a form out of and send it in.
Do you want to give a phone number that they can reach you at?
Yeah.
My cell is 339-5009. You can contact me. I can make arrangements to get a form to you or get a spot for you.
Yeah, we'll get a PSA running here too. So
okay.
Richard,
thanks for coming.
Richard
in.
Martin,
Richard.
You bet.
Commander of VFW Post 1934 and one of the men behind this the Healing Waters.
I'm the program lead for the local.
It's outstanding. Thank you so much for what you do, and again, thank you for your service.
No problem. Thanks.
All right. Trish Clark and I will be back in a few minutes, but this portion of the show is being brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, it's your turn.
Okay.
Trish.
What?
About Four Winds Jewelry. Linda usually takes this over.
Four Winds Jewelry. He's got great, great, great deals. Ask him to open up the safe. He's got all kinds of estate jewelry. Wonderful, wonderful things. He's also got the best, the only watch repair man in Northern California. If you take your watch in to have it repaired anyplace else, it's going to end up there anyway. Go in and see him. Spend some time. Look at the collections he's got. He's at 225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelers. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at readinghomeexpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Shopping local, staying local, builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading. VDRBA.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trace Clark. Good morning. It is 7:48 in the morning, 56 degrees out there on March the 26th, a Thursday, which means Trish Clark is here. Good morning,
I know.
Trish.
I love Thursday. Good morning,
we love
everyone.
You being here. Linda Corse is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got she's got tickets to give away for everything. Hey, our phone line here is 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. A week from today.
Oh, yeah.
A week from today are going to be at Wind River in the Elements Lounge. And she's got her guest is a super trombonist that she's found, right here in town. I shouldn't say he's found him, but they're going to be there, of course, entertaining from 7 to 9.
And if you haven't been out to one of these, you just need to do this. It's just a great evening, something you're not likely to run into any place else in Shasta County or in the North State.
That's it.
It's a very professional You think you're in Las Vegas.
It is. It's like a lounge act. They're a good lounge act.
They are.
It goes from 7 to 9, and then you get there at 6:00 and eat just a fabulous dinner, too. I mean, last time they had steak and lobster for $15.
Yeah.
Come on. And that, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And so Elements is non-smoking. People worry about that. 70% of Wind River is non-smoking, by the way.
Yeah.
And Elements is non-smoking. So, but you're going to have to give them a call at 243-3377. 243-3377. Ask for Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. And say you want one of the tables up front, either left or right.
So you can see. You can see the stage.
Yeah. Okay. Trish, we're here with Claudia. I'm sorry, Hartley. Hello, Claudia Hartley.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're here talking about the third annual Winnie and Roses.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Well, it's April 4th. The doors open at 5 o'clock. Dinner is served at 6 o'clock. It's a prime rib dinner. Music, full bar, videos, a raffle, a silent auction, and a live auction. And all the proceeds go to Safe Haven Horse Rescue and Sanctuary in Cottonwood, and it's our biggest event of the year.
And I just want to say now that's a prime rib dinner,
yes.
And it's prepared by the Anderson Rotary.
Yes.
Now, anybody that knows anything knows that the Anderson Rotary doesn't ever put out anything that isn't great food.
No, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun.
A
little plug for the South County there. I mean, we do good work down there.
Thank you.
By the way, just got a news report in here that there's a fatal wreck at Highway 273 in Canyon Road near Wind River Casino. Two-vehicle crash reported about an hour ago, and so they're in there cleaning up the scene. So if you're in that area, be aware that that's happening.
And
sorry to break in on that.
Direction, yeah, then go, yeah.
Go
a different way.
Go in a different way if you can, because you know it's going to be a mess. Okay. Claudia Hartley here from Winnie and Roses. You know, I mean, Winnie and Roses. Great idea. Saving horses.
Yes.
It is, it's for your sanctuary. Right?
Yes. Yes. We get horses that are neglected, abused, abandoned. Some people have to give up their horses just for economic reasons. we take them in as, excuse me, as much as we can. But.
No, sorry. Just keep talking. No, no. I'm trying to tell the producer to do something, and he doesn't read signals after 6 years.
Oopsie.
Because I make strange signals. You know?
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. And you take them in after.
Well, they come in for various reasons. Some of them, like I said, are neglected. They're abused. They're abandoned. They or people come on some hard times, and they need a home for their horses. We try and take in as many as we can, but that what comes with that is a lot of vet bills, food. Mm-hmm. It costs a lot to feed horses, and we have wonderful volunteers that come out all the time. And sorry.
You're fine. I'm just adjusting these things for you, just so you sound better.
You just need to talk right into it.
I have to talk right into it. Okay. Yeah. My voice is usually really loud.
No, you're doing fine. I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep doing that, but I just wanted to make sure that you're, you know, that.
That's okay. But like I said, it costs a lot to rent, to take care of horses. We not only have horses, we've got goats. We had some pigs. We've had three dogs not long ago that needed a home that were abandoned. So, but horses are Linda's main concern.
Right.
How big is the sanctuary out there?
Oh, goodness. I think we've got about 60-plus horses right now. Many of them need homes. Many of them are going to live the rest of their life at the sanctuary, depending on what they've been through. Their age, people don't want a 20-plus-year-old horse. We take care
people
of them.
People ride 20-year-old horses a lot.
Yeah. Well, we get a lot of people on the weekends, people that sponsor, like I do, and we ride them. We take care of them.
That's what I was going to say. Can people come out if in fact, they wanted to just go horseback riding? Can they come out and ride those horses?
They can come out and ride the horses, but we require a sponsorship fee, and that's $65 a month. But, you know, if they can help out at the ranch and clean and brush and bathe and then ride the horses.
They can pick their own horse to sponsor, too.
They can pick their own horse. Mm-hmm.
What's the oldest horse you have?
Right now, we've got a couple of them that are in their 30s. We just lost one that was 37 years old. And then one right before that was 36. So it's tough when we lose them.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've, probably in the early 30s right now.
Okay, we're talking about Winnie and Roses fundraiser on Saturday, April 4th, which is a week from this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be in for Searle Hall and to Shasta District Fairgrounds. And again, the Anderson Rotary, who are just, you know, they're a well-kept secret as far as being gourmet cooks.
Oh, they make the best prime rib.
Absolutely. It's, I mean, they've got all these recipes down to a fine science. And
absolutely.
So when they put on a dinner, you can be guaranteed you're going to get a nice dinner.
And they're funny, too. They're really funny.
Well, I'm sure you'll be glad to hear that. And you guys are a little funny.
I know. I was in the kitchen with them last year. So.
Oh, yeah.
In the kitchen. That can be dangerous.
You know what? Hey,
you know what? Why is your face turning red as soon as you said that? You know?
They give out great samples all during the evening, and they're another group that they like their adult beverages as well.
You know, if there's any leftovers, it's wonderful the next morning when we're cleaning up and we're in the kitchen eating leftovers. Yeah.
Okay, now doors are going to open at 5 p.m., mm-hmm. dinner served at 6. Charity benefit, tickets are $40 per person or $375 for a table of 10 guests. Also, I'm sure there's going to be things like, door prizes.
Yes.
Raffles.
Silent and live auctions. Mm-hmm. Giving away any guns?
There are going to be guns, yes.
See, this is Northern California. This is Northern California.
Yes.
Northern California is you cannot have raffles or any event unless there's some guns going to be passed around there.
There are guns.
When I was Dancing with the Stars and raising money, I raffled off one of my rifles. And I sold the first 15 tickets was over at one safe place.
Oh, my gosh.
the girls were lining up to buy tickets.
Oh, you're absolutely right. In Northern California, that needs to be part of your raffle.
A liberal Democrat in Northern California only has 4 guns. all right. I said that to somebody once, at a wedding, because he's from, like, Ohio. He goes, I have 3 guns. Oh, you're about the same level as a liberal Democrat up here. He goes, I'll get more. Okay. You're okay now. All right. It's going to be a great time. It's going for a good thing. Now, you have a couple tickets to give away here, don't you?
I do.
Okay. Well, we've got 2 tickets to this event and at the 3rd Annual Winnie and Roses. And if you call in at 605-4567.
And that's April 4th, prime rib dinner.
Yes.
Give you an opportunity to go down there and
buy some these guns. Are $40 tickets. Not only that, you get in free, you get a prime rib dinner. You're going to have a great chance to win some guns, and plus all these other things are going on that day. April the 4th. This sounds like a good time.
It is.
Looks like we've already got a winner here. So now are you going to – okay. So we're going to give out two tickets immediately.
We're giving them away right now.
Is it hard – is it hard to do this job, take care of these horses? I've had horses a long time in my life. And, I mean, I've ridden them. I've competed on them in different events. I just know is that, you know, that they're – I've heard –
You get very attached to them.
People call them mystical animals. I've never thought of it as being mystical. I've thought of other things.
They're a lot of work, but it's so worth it.
Yeah. So, Stephen, you've won it, and you've got to come down here at 1326 Market Street, and we'll have the tickets for you right here. There you go. Thanks for calling. We may even be giving away some more of these, right? Do we have any more? For later on or not?
I'm going to have to check with Linda.
Okay, check with Linda, but we've just given away 2 tickets to Stephen. Come on down here to 1326 Market Street, and you can pick up your Winnie and Roses.
Thanks.
Spring
and the
Gala.
Rest of you, how can they get tickets?
How do they get tickets?
We have them for sale. Well, I've got some in my purse right here.
You can get them at Mary's Pizza Shack right here in Reading, Anderson Boot Barn, Western Unique, and Shabby Chic.
How about Mary's Pizza and Anderson?
Yes, both.
Okay, you can get them both. You're right. And they had 2 of them, Pizza Shack. Yeah. And then in Red Bluff, you can get them at the Loft inside Reynolds Ranch and Farm Supply on Madison Road. You've got them everywhere.
Yes.
All right. This is great. I'm glad. You know, you all do good work.
Come out to Safe Haven sometime.
Yeah, it's. I haven't been out there in years, but it's very nice.
I may have to do that.
Okay. You have an open house every year as well out there of some kind.
We have on the second Saturday of the month. We have a community volunteer day.
Okay.
Yeah. So Saturdays
where
and Sundays.
At?
It's at 3950 West Anderson Road in Cottonwood. Saturdays and Sundays from 9 to 3. If you need to come out during the week or if you're interested in adopting a horse, give Linda a call.
Do you own a horse?
I sponsor horses.
You sponsor horses. Okay. You know what's kind of like, yeah, take care of them, get to ride them, uh-huh. and all that, and then I can kind of like.
Well, and that's the deal, because a lot of people don't have a place for a horse.
Right.
I mean, it, you know, that's their big responsibility, take a lot of work, a lot of time. But if you just really would like to have a horse in your life, you can do that. You can sponsor a horse, go out there, and you know, help make
third
that
annual
horse's life
Winnie,
good.
Third annual Winnie and Roses Spring Gala, Saturday, April the 4th. You can get your tickets at Mary's Pizza Shack, Boot Barn, number of different places in town. This is a good thing to support. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Claudius Hartley. We'll be right back after these messages with Joel Weiss, president of Shasta Community College. It is 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A French prosecutor has concluded that the German co-pilot of the crashed Germanwings jetliner that went down to the French Alps this week wanted to destroy the plane.
Nothing. Never. No word. No word during the 10 last minutes.
That's Marseille prosecutor Brice Robin. He confirms that the co-pilot apparently locked the pilot out of the cockpit, and he also deliberately put the jetliner on a collision course with the mountains below. Meantime, German authorities aren't so sure. They say the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, had no known terrorist links.
In the small German town of Montabaur, police are standing guard outside the house where Andreas Lubitz is said to have lived with his parents. The 28-year-old has been described as quiet but friendly. The pilot, who's also believed to have had a flat in Dusseldorf, had worked for the airline Germanwings since he graduated from flight school in the autumn of 2013.
As the BBC's Jenny Hill reporting, the commander of Iraq's military operations says that the province that they're trying to reclaim now from ISIS is still seeing intense fighting.
A large number of well-targeted and precise airstrikes went in and are beginning to support the Iraqi security force.
That's retired General John Allen, the special presidential envoy for the coalition. The Islamic State group seized the Sunni city of Tikrit last summer during its lightning advance across northern Iraq. National Weather Service forecasters say it was likely a tornado that caused so much damage near Tulsa yesterday, but it was not only there.
In the other communities, we're hearing of mostly roof damage, a lot of trees.
That's Kelly Kane with Oklahoma's Department of Emergency Management. The storms also left one person dead. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling right now. It's down about 70 points. And this is SRN News.
100 million viewers experienced the wonder of the epic miniseries, The Bible. Now comes the next chapter, A.D., The Bible Continues, on NBC. Producers Mark Burnett and Roma Downey.
A.D., The Bible Continues picks up the story at the crucifixion of Jesus.
A.D. 33, the Romans are starting to lose a grip on power.
These disciples take on the Roman Empire.
This is Game of Thrones meets The Bible.
A.D., The Bible Continues, Easter Sunday, April 5th on NBC.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
With no Democrat votes, House Republicans have approved a budget that hikes defense spending and trims the deficit.
A proposal that Democrats argue resorts to bookkeeping gimmicks and tricks.
This is one magic budget.
Rhode Island's David Cicilline noting Republicans call for the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, but keep the revenue to balance their budget. Arguing against a Democrat alternative, Texas Republican Kevin Brady said the plan would retain policies that have produced the weakest recovery in 50 years.
If you want to stick with that, no problem.
The Senate's expected to vote on its own budget by the end of the week.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Indiana Governor Mike Pence declaring a public health emergency in a county that's at the epicenter of an HIV outbreak, but not trying to single any county out.
We have an epidemic in an outbreak of the HIV virus. And this is not a Scott County problem.
He says it's an Indiana problem. This is SRN News. A new report takes a look at the findings of the 9/11 Review Commission. SRN's Linda Kenyon has more.
The commission was established last year to measure how well the FBI has followed earlier recommendations following the 9/11 attacks. The report released by FBI Director James Comey and three members of the commission says the FBI must pick up the pace of improvements to deal with terrorist threats. The report also says the FBI must improve its analysis and collection of intelligence information. The report is not all bad. It does say that the FBI is doing a better job than it used to when it comes to sharing information with other agencies. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Getting a little bit cheaper to borrow the money needed to buy a house. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates fell this week for a second straight week. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the national average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage declined to 3.69%, down from 3.78% last week. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, March the 26th. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:05 in the morning here. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Trish has the weather.
It's 56 degrees in downtown Reading, sunny with a high near 63 today. Low around 56 this evening, sunny with a high near 60 on Friday. And Friday night, 20% chance of showers before 11 p.m. and a 20% chance of showers on Saturday. Let's hope that increases to 100%. We need the rain.
We need the rain.
And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Veteran-owned business there, Chuck and Judy. Okay, update. Fatal wreck reported in South Reading there on the Highway 273 and Canyon Road near Wind River Casino. That's the road you turn off and go up into what, Happy
right.
Valley in that
yeah.
area. The two-vehicle crash was reported just after 6:30. I got a phone call around 7, but we were trying to validate that and about it. And it seems like a car crossed into the southbound lane from a northbound lane side of the highway and hit this other car. I'm not going to mention the cars, of course, in case they haven't gotten a hold of people.
And they are still cleaning up in the
They're
area.
Cleaning up
so
in the area.
Avoid the area,
And it looks like it's been a fatal wreck. So if we get any more on this in the next before we go off the air, we'll talk about it. But you might want to avoid Highway 273 and Canyon Road right now.
Over the years, there have been some horrific crashes at that intersection for whatever reason.
Well, you know what? They said the one car that crossed into the lane had been driving erratically.
Yeah.
You know, I can say that. I mean, this is what the paper says. This is from Reading Police Sergeant Ron Isley. And Isley said the driver of this one car had been reported as driving erratically before the fatal wreck. So, yeah, you know what? You know, somehow Wind River will be blamed for this one. But it is, you know, but you know what? It's a well-marked spot, and there's lots of turnoff lanes and everything. So I don't know, you know, how you can get into that. Trish.
Yes.
You know, I'm so glad you're here on Thursdays with
us. I enjoy Thursday mornings tremendously.
You know what? You give a different perspective on things. And, you know, and one of the things that surprises me is that you'll talk to people that you've never met before. And you don't, you know, and which surprised me because you know everything and everybody.
Oh, no. Well,
and then you'll talk to somebody. I thought, well, I didn't know if you would, like the Healing Waters guy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've been a member of this organization for years. And I'm like, I didn't know
Shasta
that.
Trinity Fly Fishers. You know, I love to fish. I was telling him that. Then that's a great organization. They are involved in a lot of things. I started as a Shasta Mayfly. It was a women's group,
right?
And a fly fisher women. And then we consolidated with them. You know, they're in a big building project right now, building a great facility, here in Shasta County. And it's quite an up and coming sport. Yeah. They're building a big clubhouse and it's out in the Clear Creek Preserve, not Clear Creek, the one out off, shouldn't have brought it up. Don't know if it's out off Rancho Road, that area out in there, and that preserve. But anyway, they're building a great clubhouse. Got it. And you know, you talk about Mike and Bertha Michalak. They're so involved
very, very
in
good
this.
Friends of ours.
A lot of fly fishers in this.
Well,
fly fishermen
he brought in.
Am I
thinking right? He brought in 30,000 trips to this.
Absolutely.
This part
absolutely.
Of the state.
This is a big
on fly fishing.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. This is a huge sport, and we have in and around Shasta County some of the finest fly fishing streams and venues in the world.
Well, right here in Trout. Yeah, in fact, one of these guys came out and said that Redding is one of the top fly fishing destinations in the world.
That's what, absolutely.
And
it
absolutely
is.
When you think
is.
About that. And here we are. Again, here's a chance to look at the horizon and not on the ground and saying, oh, yeah, but you go on the river, there's these camps. Okay, maybe that's true, but if you look at what we're here for, what they've done, what Mike and Bertha have built here
absolutely.
Is unbelievable because – And they're very quiet.
And they're another business that ships worldwide. They make a ton of money, not just because I've had people say, you know, drive by that shop and there's only a couple people in the parking lot. They do so much mail order. They give so many classes. They have so many venues you can rent and go to.
All over the
world.
Lots
going on there.
Well, it's not, they are the largest privately owned fly fishing business.
Yeah,
in the world.
Yeah,
now I mean,
their
in the
catalog
world.
Is like an inch and a half thick and full of great treasures that you just have to.
Well, you know, we need to have Mike and Bertha come back on again. Bertha doesn't like to get on, but Linda and she are very, very good friends.
Yeah.
So have Mike come on. But you know, they work. Mike puts that together himself with his team, and it is just a madhouse when they're doing this.
The catalog,
and then I can't even begin to tell you how much money they spend just on postage. To send this everywhere.
Yeah.
And
it's a great catalog.
It's the best wish list
book in the world.
But going back into just outstanding things around Redding, Fly Shop is another example. The lady that was just here, Claudia Hartley, we found out her business with her husband ships worldwide on pipes and custom made stainless steel piping and tubing.
And you know, we got so much going for us. And once again, I'm going to jump right on what always makes me angry is that a lot of these businesses would do a lot more to expand and hire more people if we could ever get all of our local government agencies to get on board with an attitude that says, how can we help you be successful instead of figuring out every kind of a roadblock that they can think of anytime somebody wants to get a permit to do anything with their business, and how can we make you spend more money to make this happen?
When you hear about things that happen here on the radio, it's just, I mean, from people coming in and telling us, it's like, well, yeah, and then it was going to cost me this much. And it's going to cost me this much. Oh, yeah, by the way, it backed me up 2 years.
Excuse me? And it takes two and three years to get a planning department approval?
6 years from start to finish? Are you kidding me? There's something wrong here.
Yeah, exactly.
There's got to be something wrong here. And yet you talk to the people that are in these departments, and I mean, they're just like, oh, no. You know, they're good guys. They are. But what is it that takes 6 years from conception to finish?
It's a whole mindset that we simply have to really work on electing people who will go in there and make the changes brainwash them the other direction to say, how can we make you successful? That should be the answer. What can I do to help you get this done quickly?
I want to talk about somebody who is successful and is making his organization very successful, the president of Shasta Community College.
Good morning, Kyle.
Dr. Joe Ice. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
Now, you are another example of a success story moving something forward.
Well, it's not just me. We've got great, great faculty and staff and team out there that's really looking to be more innovative. And I think we got some great news along those lines that came out last weekend.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Not only that, but
let me tell you here. You know what? Take the accolades, Doc, because let me tell you. If it was the other way, there'd be a spear in your chest right now. You know that, right?
I've experienced both. Yes.
Okay, so see, you know
take
what?
The accolades, absolutely. You'll
as
get
the commander,
heat.
You take, you know, if somebody, you know, you did a great job, and they'll say, you know, your unit did an outstanding job, and you want to thank everybody that helped you. But there'll be a time when you guys weren't on time. I mean, you had tried everything you in your life to get everybody there on time. Something happened. Trucks break down. You know, helicopters don't show up. And guess what? Next thing is, you guys, I'm starting to lose confidence in you. Okay, we're going to take a quick break because we have some great things to talk about for Shasta Community College. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Martin and his people. You know what? I can't say enough about Martin and Alliance Heating and Air and his professional team. They work on our stuff, and we've never had a problem. Yeah, I mean, personal attention. You know, when the owner comes by later on, just to make sure everything's going on, everything came off well, this is what you get. You have an emergency, they're going to be there all the time to work on it. They can do any type of heating and cooling system work, maintenance, warranties, guarantees, all of this. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. It's getting hot, people. You need to have them come in and check your system out. We'll be right back after these messages. Trish Clark and I are welcoming President of Shasta Community College, Dr. Joe Weiss. We'll be right back.
Peter Pan live at the Cascade Theatre. Join Peter, Wendy, Michael, and John in the high-flying, timeless Broadway musical that will whisk you away to a place where dreams are born and no one ever grows up. A perfect family show for the child in all of us. Peter Pan will have you soaring high on a wild adventure to Neverland. Come fly with us to the Cascade Theatre and experience this classic tale, Peter Pan. Purchase tickets now at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006 for their March special. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
America's original extreme sport. The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. 3 days of the best rodeo action on dirt. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, redbluffroundup.com, by phone or Diamond W Westernwear in Chico.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Turtle Bay's 23rd Annual Spring Plant Sale is April 3rd and April 4th. Our ever-popular heirloom vegetables are a main feature of this spring plant sale, and they sell out fast. Turtle Bay members have their very own pre-sale on Friday, April 3rd. The public sale is on Saturday, April 4th. Turtle Bay members will get a 30% discount, and non-members get 20%. Plus, you can get free gardening advice throughout the day from our Arboretum and Botanical Garden staff and volunteers. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Your picture perfect blue. Some bathing. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, March the 26th, 8:19 in the morning, 56 degrees out there today. Did you say it was going to rain today, maybe?
No, not till Saturday.
Not till Saturday, okay. Again, 8:19 in the morning here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, of course, and with her usual madness as she comes rolling through here with her friends and ticket giveaways. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. When it comes to picking out that new pistol or long gun, you can go no further. Go no further than Bastiani Arms. All the guys and girls are experts on what they talk about. John Bastiani is just a consummate gunsmith and knows weapons inside and out. They pride themselves in customer service right there at Bastiani Arms. They've got it for everybody. Always got sales going on at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading, or give them a call at 222-8222. And I want to update the fact that there was a fatal wreck reported in South Reading at Highway 273 and Canyon Road near Wind River Casino. They may have this place cleaned up by now. We'll go back in. Bad Bob will check it and get an update on this, and we'll continue this as we go throughout the show. Right now, they said Highway 273 will be shut down in the area of the wreck for several hours. So we'll just keep checking on that.
Okay.
Our guest is Dr. Joe Weiss, who is the president of the Shasta Community College, and you just had great news.
Yeah, part of Governor Brown's budget for this year was a $50 million allocation for a competitive innovation award for higher education in California, and we put together our application over the holidays and just got confirmation last Friday that we were in the top group, competing against about 58 other applications, and they're awarding us $5 million
our
innovative ideas.
Okay. How outstanding. What a great job you just did.
What's the program? Tell us what's going to happen.
So what we wrote about, and the idea was, what have you done already that's innovative in advancing students to get their bachelor's degrees more easily, more quickly, those sorts of things. And so we focused on everything we've done in the last couple of years to ease and encourage high school students to get a head start in college. So with our what we call concurrent enrollment, when they're a high school student, maybe they come out to the college and take a class or a summer class or an online class. We've waived fees for that, so they don't have to pay the per unit fee. That's allowed in Ed Code. But we've also started partnering with the high schools to go into the high schools through dual enrollment, we call it, where we can concurrently offer those courses in the high school during the regular day. And some great partnerships going on with our K-12 local districts. And so that combined with how great the success rates are and how strong the persistence or finishing of the course rates are, so much higher with these students than our general population.
Mm-hmm.
And our big goal is to get at least half of the high school graduates a semester head start by the time they graduate high school in college.
Wow. And so they're already enrolled and they've got some college classes under their belt when they graduate from high school, and they're already on their way down that junior college path.
And so the idea is whether they come straight to Shasta College or they go to, say, a CSU directly or a UC or whatever, they've got units that can transfer or get a head start and maybe finish a semester or even more if they can handle the coursework.
So this $5 million is going to be used to expand that program?
Yeah, we're in the, counting chickens before they're hatched and all of that business. We've talked generally about what we wanted to do if we were successful, and now that we are, we're really getting down to brass tacks and figuring out how can we expand the program, how can we support it better, how can we even add more innovative ideas to assist.
Well, so I know, and I'm going to just kind of reach out because I know a little bit about this, probably just enough to be dangerous. But there are some programs that you're already involved in with other organizations and bringing things in that are allowing some 4-year degrees and those things. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we got a couple of partnerships with other institutions. Right here down the street is a program with Chico where you can do a bachelor's degree, I think, in business.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on bringing in a couple of programs with Brandman University. We're talking with Simpson to streamline some transfer programs there, and also National is a big transfer. So we're kind of working with various institutions that way. And then just 2 weeks ago, we got the final word of being approved to develop our own bachelor's degree at the college, a four-year degree through Shasta College in health information management. So we'll be working on that over the next 18 months to get that up and running.
Wow. Well, you know, you've got so many things you're doing over there. And I was there when I was invited, and I thank you so much, when you were bringing in the university and the partnership there. And it was really, really interesting to hear things that are going on with Shasta Community College.
So kind of our idea there is, bring more opportunities in to the community for getting degrees. And then the big idea that got the Innovation Award is get the students a head start so that whether they stay here or go elsewhere, they can finish faster and save a lot of money.
One of the programs that they had, give us a status update on this. I know my son graduated from it, the fire technology program at Shasta College, and I was privileged to be the speaker for the commencement exercises for that program for several years while I was on the Board of Supervisors. What's the status of that program? That's a great program to train future firefighters, and it's a great job for our kids to have.
Oh, yeah, that's going very strong. We've got great, great partnerships with Cal Fire and Redding Fire Department and others in the area.
And Anderson Fire Department.
Anderson, and they come and, because that academy is one semester intensive academy. And each week there's just these skills tests they're doing, learning how to do the ladders, learning how to, lay the hose, all the different skills they have to do. And different experts come in and help us besides our internal staff to teach those skills.
And do we still have the fire department there that they are a part of? Or
yeah, actually, we're partnering with Cal Fire, where they're manning that station on campus as one of their stations, and so they're right there as experts, and they're operating right out of that station now year-round.
Okay, and the students can be members of that department?
They can volunteer We're working with getting them ride-alongs and all those kinds of things.
Yeah. Perfect, yeah. It's a great program because it enables them to get those very sought-after fire technology jobs they're always going to be a need for firemen.
Yeah, and it's who you know. So you come to the program and do a really good job, and you're working with all these people out there who do the hiring.
They
get to
the
see
hiring.
You and know you and go, wow, this is someone we'd want to work with. So,
sure. Good.
It's just I've been out to Shasta Community College several times, and for either events going on out there, and it's a great campus. But the type of things that are going on, especially the idea of being able to partner up and finish your degree in 4 years. This is one of the things that is
faster.
And this is one of the things that Simpson is also pushing in, but their partnership with you or their dealings with you all so that you can – it's easy for them to move on. But, a lot of times right now in college universities – you don't the time of a 4-year degree is almost gone. It's almost past. I mean, when I went to college, and albeit though, which
they had colleges quills, back then.
Well, yeah, college?
it was
goose quills, and the Spanish American War interrupted us, so we had go off there and come back. But the fact is, though, you could finish in 4 years. I mean, you were expected to finish in 4 years, and you could. And now, and for the past decade at least, trying to finish in 4 years is almost impossible.
Well, that's because you have to actually go to class and commit
well,
yourself.
Well, it's not just well,
there
it's
isn't
not just
so much
that.
Other things going on. We can have a discussion about that. At some
but
point.
Realistically, I mean,
when they become professional students.
We can discuss about me, but realistically, though, a lot of times classes aren't offered all the time, and you might need a class that's just not there. This is why you really have to plan your career and getting a great foundation you can from Shasta.
And a really good thing that's been happening with our whole state in the last two, three years is the Associate Degree for Transfer Programs. So we've created as a system over 1,600 degrees where they're all the same. If it's a English degree at Shasta, it's the same as down anywhere in the state in a community college. And then those 60 units are the first 2 years automatically. You got 260 units left at a CSU.
And that's
and
huge.
Not these individual agreements.
That is huge.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Yeah. So we're really pushing our students toward those degrees when they're looking to transfer.
So how many degrees?
We have 16 with a couple more we're working on.
16, okay.
But the whole state, all 112 community colleges together, they created 1,600.
Okay. So you get them there for 2 years. They've got the 60 credits. Boom.
And they can go to any CSU anywhere that has that program. So it's geared towards the CSU and community college strengthening those transfers.
But the important thing to recognize is that you don't have to, if you can't afford it or other circumstances, you don't necessarily have to leave Reading to get a four-year degree.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's it's limited, but that's what we're trying to do is expand those options for students. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. The president of Shasta Community College, who through his grant writing and the great work they do over there, just received a $5 million innovation, education innovation grant to help get our people on track for school and finishing and getting them ready for college, no matter where they go to, our high school students, and in partnership, plus all the other great things they're doing over there. We're going to take a break now, right now. Trish Clark and myself, and Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 o'clock with all of her things that she does. And we'll be right back after these messages. It is 8:30 on March the 26th, 56 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Looking out a dirty old window. Down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Reading, California.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Trish Clark and myself here on Thursday morning at 8:33 in the morning. 56 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I've been trying to get down there for 3 days. Now it'll be the fourth day. I'm getting down there today. And I don't care what else happens today. I don't care if they, you know, I don't care what happens. I am getting down to Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm getting my hair cut. I am going to Man's Last Stronghold. I am getting one of the discounts because I am a senior and a veteran. So, I mean, I got it all. I got it all. And I'm going to catch up on my reading down there. I haven't seen the latest Guns and Ammo. All of it down there. And, of course, there will be a baseball game on the TV. What is better than this? Come on. Bob, you need to go down there, too. You need to get that Ahab beard trimmed. So, all right.
Okay.
Cypher Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, right across from Subway. Our guest is Dr. Joe Weiss, who is the president of Shasta Community College. That last reference was because the kind of beard that Bob has is kind of like one of those ancient mariners, you know, that kind of comes down around
there. It looks a little Amish, too, maybe.
Amish. There was the other thing. My Amish boy.
You just have to witness the look on Bob's face at this point. It just says, welcome to my world.
Aw. Joe, grab a suspender. And he's wearing suspenders, Amish. You know what? You're right. You got it right there. You got it. That's my man. You know what? We couldn't do it without Bad Bob Belanger.
No, we could not.
We just couldn't do it here. You know what? He is the man. Okay, Dr. Weiss, you've had nothing but good news, and more good news.
It's been a good year so far. Yeah.
So how long have you been the president out there, Joe?
It's my fourth year as president, 8 years at the college.
Mm-hmm. So what's it look like for the future out there? We got some time here. For the Shasta community, are you growing? Is it getting bigger? This is a tough area because people say we have a lot of graduates, high school graduates. We don't have a lot of college graduates, though.
Yeah, and let's expand really on that because, you know, we always take for granted. We bring somebody onto the radio station, and we know what you're doing out there, or maybe we don't. But then there's somebody in the community that goes, well, I don't know much about the college. Well, how many students are there out there? Where exactly is it located? And you'd be surprised if people here that are going, I didn't even know that college was out there. Where is it?
If they didn't know where Mount Shasta was.
Well,
they may
you
not
go.
Know where Shasta College.
Which mountain that is. So give us kind of how many students you have,
sure,
how many teachers,
sure,
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so Shasta College, we actually serve Shasta, Trinity, and Tehama counties. And so we have extension sites up in, a little one up in Burney, up in Weaverville, down in Red Bluff, and then our downtown Health Science Center right down the street here from you guys. And then our main campus is just out 299, just a couple miles east here of town. So, and we have probably, around 10 to 12,000 students a year come and are participating in a class. It equates to about a lot of part-timers, like you were inferring earlier about full-time students, and about 7,200 full-time equivalent students.
And you have dormitories?
We have a small set of dorms. Yeah, see, about 126 beds in the dorms.
And are they full?
They're full, yeah.
Okay.
17 athletic teams, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And so athletics is one of the things that in California, most of the community college have athletic teams. And just many, many programs, career technical programs. You mentioned the firefighting, of course, nursing, mm-hmm, ever since the start of the college in 1950.
They're right down the street here.
And it's a wonderful campus right downtown Redding here.
Yeah,
Spartan,
I mean,
college.
Right here. I've been over there.
And welding is going gangbusters.
Well,
for career tech
education. I tell you what, if there's, because I have my GI Bill. And in fact, we had two people from your organization speaking to the Military Officers Association. Mm-hmm. Great presentation and about the things they can do out there for veterans. But how to explain how your veterans benefits that you have, the different types. So, but that welding class, I may just.
There's a lot of safety involved, Carl, so we'd make sure you got the safety training, too.
I have the safety training, too, you know, so I don't burn out my eyes.
I'd be real careful about skill saws and
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about welding. Think about welding.
But you can burn yourself really bad.
Welding. I'm talking about welding. I mean, I just wanted to, you know, make these structures that fit in the front yard. Yeah, there it goes. Okay. Anyway. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Carl.
Interrupted.
We'll indulge you since it's your show.
Do you still have the, well, my station, too. Do you still have the Linda's? Do you still have the heavy equipment?
Oh yeah. The heavy equipment program is going real well. We just about 5 years ago we got through. I will say through community support involved in this. The community, I think we raised about $130,000 to match a grant.
Yes,
to total it up to about $700,000. We got five new pieces of equipment. big bulldozer, grader, backhoe, a couple of others. And it really is a very, very good program. And I think the contractors really like it and support it because the students get to learn on our equipment and make the mistakes on our equipment rather than on their equipment, right?
I left a tread back. I left a tread about a half block back.
Our faculty and staff really support those students, and they don't make huge problems with our equipment.
But talk about your faculty. How many full-time professors?
About 130 full-time faculty. About 350 full-time staff altogether.
What about adjunct? You have a lot of adjuncts.
Yeah, we have a pool of, we call them part-time faculty now. And
as opposed to adjunct?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's what they requested.
Oh, okay.
Probably a pool of about 200 to 300 a year who are experts in their fields. A lot of them are coming out as extra commitment to the college. And others that really do a great job serving our students.
Well, I tell you, it's how fortuitous, we're talking about this today because Joe Comente, who is the executive director of the Shasta Builders Exchange, is talking about expanding their programs. Wouldn't that be great if somehow that there's a,
some kind of partnership
that you all could do there, and because to help with those construction trades, because not everybody is going to be a microbiologist. And I tell you what, you can be a microbiologist and make a lot less money than somebody that knows how to
be an
work
electrician
on pipes
or a plumber or
move dirt.
Heavy equipment operator, all of those fields that we absolutely. And, our local companies complain that they have a hard time hiring skilled laborers for these jobs. So maybe
you've got
a partnership.
You've got them right there, underneath our nose.
We're doing as much as we can to fill
classes,
those needs.
Are your classes filled pretty much?
Mostly. We could grow a little bit, so we could use a few more students. It's one of those cyclical things. So went down in that downturn. You remember that a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
I heard rumors about that.
Well, we were just bursting at the seams because, people were having trouble
jobs,
finding work,
so they were
trying to get
school.
More training or what have you. And now that the economy's somewhat better, our enrollments petered off a little bit. But we're still we have room now in the classes, and we were having a couple of years there where it was a little difficult to get the classes they wanted.
But you need to plan ahead. Carl and I have so much to say, we kind of both jumped
cut each other off
at the same time. But you do need to plan ahead because think about what you want to do with your career and get into the class.
And for financial aid, it's important to be applying early because there's a backlog that happens if everybody applies the day they start classes.
So. Okay, a couple things. Information systems, classes out there on maybe writing code or anything like that?
We have through our business courses, we have classes in computer information systems. There's even a student club. I think they call themselves the Geek Club, if I remember correctly, in that area. And so there are opportunities there. And our new bachelor's degree is going to be in health information management as we develop that. We have associate's level classes in that. So all of the
huge. That's going to be huge in the future. Here.
All the online records, the
all the
HIPAA
things
privacy
that we now have
protections.
To do with Obamacare and all the medical forms that have to be filled out. And if they're not done right, they get bounced. And some of those fees for the doctor's offices – it can take months to get reimbursement.
The hospitals are very supportive of us and local doctor's offices. They see a big need for this field.
The training has to be because what the doctors have been having to do is either do it themselves, so now they're working 7 days a week, or they're hiring. They're having to hire nurses, healthcare professionals, to understand the terms and all these different things.
Well, the coding is very complicated.
Yeah. And one little number wrong, and it goes through 3 months this way, 3 months back, and boom,
and
you got to start over.
Could be, as I understand it, could be considered fraud, too.
There you go.
If it's even in errors.
And all the different ways you've got to put down what kind of injury it is. And one of them actually was injured on burning water skis.
Yeah.
I know, that's not weird.
The codes are incredible.
I had a doctor tell me, he says, now I have never seen or heard of anybody being injured on burning water skis. And I thought about it.
They have a code for it.
There's a code for it. So obviously it's happened once. Okay, Dr. Joe Weiss is our guest today, president of Shasta Community College. I want to take a little bit of an early break here, Joe, because talking about getting funding, getting grants, and paying for your education, I want to talk about that, and including the veteran side of it. They have all these advantages coming throughout here through Shasta Community College, where they can get a solid 60 credits worth of work and then go on to other universities in the California system. And if they're good for universities in the California system, I imagine they'd probably be pretty good for other places too
when they
transfer out. All right, we'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, ACNR 1460. It is 8:43 in the morning. We'll be right back.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at readinghomeexpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment. Today.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Wednesday, March the 26th. 8:47 in the morning, 56 degrees out there. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. Okay, you're turning it back up. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. He is totally busy all the time. He has 3 or 4 classes going at one time. I wrote to him the other day and said, there's some women have they're Linda's friends. They want to have a class. And I don't even know when if he can even do it. Anyway, NFI will provide free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. You know, the thing about the classes are, too, is that it doesn't mean you have to carry. It just means that you have a lot more experience now in handling firearms, which is what a lot of people take this class for. Now they know how to unload a revolver and how to unload a semi-automatic pistol, and it gives them a lot of confidence. So if they came into a situation, like they go into a room and, you know, it's somebody's house or something, it's there, they know if it's loaded or not. You know, you always treat a gun like it's loaded. But yeah. Anyway.
Well, and which, not to play down the opportunity for women to carry and
absolutely.
And feel comfortable doing that.
Absolutely.
And there's absolutely no reason that they shouldn't carry.
And there isn't. In fact, they're the fastest growing market right now in firearm sales is women.
Well, I'm glad to have the custody.
I think we should have a class right out there at Shasta Community College. In fact, we're here with the president, Joe Weiss. What do you think? What do you think about that, Joe? Maybe having a concealed carry class out there for your students?
Good place for a gun range out there, you think?
It would take
part of that property?
Special permission to bring firearms on campus. But.
Well, we'll see the first day. The only firearms there are the instructor, and they're all unloaded. There's no ammunition allowed. So they can just give the class. And then when they shoot, they go completely off campus.
I do know Lassen College out in Susanville has a program in gunsmithing.
Absolutely. In fact, they've got a one-week course, I think it's in June, that talks about the different aspects of different weapons. They offer one-week courses during the summer. It's really a well-respected course, too, in the industry.
And gunsmithing is a field that, wow, could we use some more people?
You know what? That would be something that could be something also, because this is a very lucrative field in that
And they're hard to find.
A good one is like
good gunsmith.
It's like trying to find somebody that's really good at what they do, but they're very like a good horseshoer, good farrier. And he is there, and then he's gone because he can go anywhere. Okay, I'm sorry. We just completely off the subject. President of Shasta Community College, which has got so many great things going on for it. $5 million endowment funds because of grants that you have written, Joe. The courses that you're offering, the partnerships you have with UC Davis or UC campuses, not just Davis, and others to get our people through schools, get them 60 credits so they can go into any UC university and be ready to go right there. All these things. Your veterans programs. Let's talk a little bit about that. When I say veterans programs, is you've got people assigned specifically to help veterans.
Yeah, and in our counseling department and our financial aid office are probably the two areas with the most need for that. We have specified and specially trained staff that focus on veterans, and even little things like our financial aid office. We have a priority line for the veterans to get up and see that specialized veterans person instead of having to stand in the long line. And they're waiting for the specialized person. So, things like that we try to do to ease the reentry and help. And remember, it's veterans and their dependents are eligible for some of these benefits for education.
During the break, we talked about the ag programs that are out there. You have horticultural programs and agriculture things. Tell us a little bit about what's offered.
Yeah, we have a full-time faculty member both in horticulture and in agriculture. And we're doing a search right now for forestry and natural resources. And so we have quite a few courses in there. One of the maybe unique things, we mentioned dorms earlier, there is a small dorm for 8 students right on the farm. And there's an application process for the students in that program. And I think they work like 15 hours taking care of the animals and the stuff each week. And they get to live right there on the
farm. They have a vegetable garden and they...
And, yeah, there's it's in a little house that was actually built by our construction program back in about 72 that they live in. And it's kind of a really great program for our students.
Well, this is local industry, things that are happening in Shasta County, and we need to keep our kids here, teach them how to carry on those family farms and all of those things. So,
what's the what direction are you going to push, I should say, lead Shasta Community College into?
Well, kind of the focus I'm working on with our staff is working on a couple of the educational problems that we try to overcome. So remediation rates, we have quite a few students who come to us and need to take what you used to call remedial math in English. We call it basic skills.
Didn't get enough of it in high school to actually move
forward.
Or
it's been 10 years. And, you remember math from 10 years ago in high school? And so how can we get them accelerated and caught up to college-level math? So some of the work there we're focused on. And then working to assist students get our completion rates higher, you know, get them to attain those degrees and finish at a higher rate. Those are kind of the things we're trying to focus our activities on, improving those to help our students be more successful in those areas.
Most of your students come from Reading?
Vast majority. They're from the Tri-County area. And probably, if I remember right, about 80% are from Shasta County, and the others from Tame and Trinity County, about 20% from those counties.
Is there a satellite campus at all in Trinity County now?
Yeah, up in Weaverville. We built through a local bond that was passed in 2002. We built the new building here downtown, and we built a permanent outreach site in Weaverville. I have three small buildings up there. And then the other main project was the new Tehama campus, and if you haven't been there, it's a 14,000 square foot
very
facility.
Nice campus.
All of these facilities are connected through video conferencing. So let's say there's a student who lives up in Fall River and they'd like to get an associate's degree. We have a sequence where they can come. You know, they might only be a handful of students in the class, but they're connected on live video conferencing with instantaneous, you know, sound
with the professor
and
there. Yeah.
With the professor maybe who's
sure.
teaching in Weaverville or in Reading or
Redwood.
That's
a great idea.
Important point that a lot of kids just don't have the ability to travel to the classes all the time, but they can actually stay in their home and get these degrees and attend a lot of these classes.
And
through
combining that with online classes, maybe about 12% of our classes are online.
So. I was going to ask about that because, of course, it's the future. It's online. People carrying your books online, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you know, even though that there's just a study done, is that most students like the idea of having a book as opposed to having it on their Kindle or iPad.
Well, and you know what? I'm just hoping. I sometimes, you know, we don't like to look forward, but I would hope not to ever live in a world where we don't have books. I mean, a book.
Still prefer a
book. I mean, a book in my hand, is a special thing.
And a newspaper.
A newspaper.
No matter how small it gets. I mean, it keeps getting smaller every year.
Yeah, but there's just something about sitting down with that actual paper in the morning and having a cup of coffee with the paper.
Scripps Howard is, you know, in 6 days, they're officially getting out of the newspaper business. They sold it to, they sold their newspaper group to another organization. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in 6 days.
Aren't there two main papers here and down in Ventura, I think?
Reading is, you know, when we had Carol Ferguson on, who is one of, she said, really, the Record Search Site has been kind of on the cusp of everything that's going on out here as far as online and all that. But it's, they did. That Scripps Howard is getting out of the business.
And wow. So,
so
new company.
Anyway, yeah, well, they're going to go into other media, radio and TV. What would you say, okay, where you want to help the other student, you want to help students get a higher graduation rate, bring more people in, new classes you'd like to see happen out there?
Well, we're working with some of our local industry partners on advanced manufacturing. And so we're trying to work with them to develop a career technical ed degree focused on their needs. Like you said earlier, sometimes it's hard for our local companies to find trained, qualified people who can jump right in. So, for example, you know, with Sierra Pacific, we're partnering with them on this. And I think they have, if I recall what they told me, there's around 1,000 programmable logic controller devices in their factory. So that's the things that you program, and it tells the conveyor belt
exactly
to move
right.
things certain ways and everything.
Incredible technology.
And so trying
to help with those sorts of things.
And, again, was invented right here.
Most of it by Red Emerson.
By Red Emerson, that a man can sit there. I was surprised when we went through the logging or through the lumber mill. There were very few people working there. You had one guy cutting the wood, and he was using a computer. Computer automatically says where the logs are going to be cut, and then he may override it because he doesn't like that certain cut right there. But these are all, like you said, these are things that are computer programmable, and it's going to need that kind of work.
So that's an area we're really working on developing. I'd like to see a few more of the those transfer degrees. We're trying to develop in a few more fields for the students to transfer, to ease those transfer issues. And
do you have fly fishing classes out
thing.
There?
You know, we don't have through the college. I think we could. We have done it, I believe, through our community education outreach program. I don't know if we've done it recently, but in the past, I remember hearing that we've done that. And I'm friends with Mike Mercer there, who works there at that
The Fly Shop?
The Fly Shop.
And, yeah. What a wonderful guy. And
every year this class is available through the Shastic Trinity Fly Fishers. They do classes all the time. You can go down to the convention center.
I know. And teach you how to cast. Bucket list. Joe, thank you so much for being here with us.
Happy to come.
And, you know, this is all the things you've got going. You've got musicals going on. You've got great plays going on right now.
Well, you talked to Ken Hill yesterday, right?
In the arts. Great stuff.
Yeah, the arts.
Oh, my gosh, the Chicago that you all ran out there. I mean, it's just fantastic. I really like the way that Shasta Community College is going. I know it's due to the hard work of yourself and your staff, and we just want to thank you because you're working hard. You're constantly striving. You just received $5 million in, you know, an endowment for innovations in education. I mean, that is just absolutely phenomenal. So we thank you, and we want to help push Shasta Community College forward.
We appreciate that. And
recognize that we have a quality education system up here available for our students as they leave.
Now we just need to get everybody in
and keep
them
there.
Keep them there and get them to finish.
Some kind of rewards. So they've got to be able to see that reward at the end. And that would be something, if some way you could just kind of like, here it is. See, this. Where, if you do this, this can happen. You know.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know we're out of time. But there are studies that show the increased earnings from earning an associate's and a bachelor's.
Absolutely. It's there. Okay. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking ISIS. We've got a national-level author that has written a book about an attack inside our country by ISIS, like Chechnya happened. He's been on all types of shows, like I said, national level. That's tomorrow, Friday, right here. KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. No indication of why he did it, but a French prosecutor says the co-pilot of the doomed German airliner deliberately crashed the plane in the French Alps, killing everyone on board. The Lufthansa CEO, speaking through a translator, says he is stunned.
I think in our worst nightmares would we ever have imagined such a tragedy to happen in our group.
Investigators say 28-year-old Andreas Lubitz flew the plane into a mountain in the French Alps as the pilot, who was locked out of the cockpit, banged on the door trying to get back in.
He refused to open the door and he turn the button to get down the plane.
French prosecutor Brice Robin. Investigators say terrified passengers could be heard screaming as the plane plunged into the mountainside. Robin says...